You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Seth Levitt, the CEO and partner of Abels & Hyman, or A&H, the venerable kosher hot dogs, deli, and provisions company in the United States. In 1997, Seth Levitt bought the iconic Abels & Hyman, which was founded in 1954 to the Bronx, New York. Mr. Levitt, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome, and looking forward to hearing from you in all regards. So for starters, if you would, tell us about Abels & Hyman, a.k.a. A&H, and the history of the company to kick things off today.
Okay, so as you just mentioned, the company was started 63 years ago, back in 1954. It was started by Oscar Abels and his nephew Leopold Hyman. Oscar was a partner in a local butcher shop located in New York City. He approached his then partner about bringing in his nephew Leopold as a third partner. Oscar's partner refused, and together Leopold and Oscar walked out and started their business in the Bronx. They started a small manufacturing facility, and they started producing premium quality kosher provisions. Two men operated the business in the Bronx until about 1997, and it was at that time that I bought the business from Lee. He was a surviving member. Lee subsequently passed away around 2002. But prior to that, he stayed on in the business for a few years and to show me the ropes, explain to me how we make hot dogs and, you know, what goes into them and everything that you need to know about the provision-making business.
Mr. Levitt, if you would, tell our listeners what kosher really means for food. Also, is kosher for Passover different than kosher?
Okay, that's a very interesting question. Many people are under the false notion that kosher means having a rabbi bless your food, and that's not the case. In Hebrew, kosher, or the way it's pronounced in Hebrew, would be kashrus, comes from the root, obviously, of kosher, which means suitable or pure, ensuring fitness for consumption. There are a lot of laws in Jewish religion, including a comprehensive legislation concerning what's permitted and what's forbidden in terms of food. There are several aspects to these dietary rules. For example, kosher meat must comply with certain rules. According to the Jewish law of the Torah, or the five books of Moses, the only type of meat that can be eaten are cattle and game that have cloven hooves and chew their cud. If an animal species if it only has one of those conditions, for example, a pig has split hooves but doesn't chew its cud, that animal may not be rendered kosher and may not be consumed.
And another bit of interesting information there. Thanks for sharing that. Now, we see you just came out with the first uncured kosher beef hot dogs. Can you tell us about these and their taste, and also what does uncured mean?
Okay, so an uncured hot dog is, in terms of taste, is almost identical, or it is identical to a cured hot dog. A cured hot dog just means that it has that's been preserved with nitrites. Nitrites are artificial compounds that prevent meat from spoiling. They're also used to enhance flavor, color, and smell. By contrast, an uncured hot dog does not contain artificial nitrates or nitrites. Instead, meat in an uncured hot dog is preserved with ingredients like celery juice or celery juice powder. Celery is a natural occurring source of nitrate, which is why, you know, a lot of people may remember their grandmothers making chicken soup and throwing in vegetables, and one of those vegetables was celery. Grandma may not have realized it at the time, but Grandma was curing the soup and making it last a little longer than it would if she didn't have the celery in there. So that's what we're doing. We're taking the natural nitrates, which can be found in ingredients such as celery, and we're substituting it for the artificial compounds that are normally used to cure a hot dog. But in terms of flavor and taste, they're exactly identical.
Today we are visiting with Mr. Seth Levitt, the CEO and partner of Abels and Hyman, or A&H, the venerable kosher hot dogs, deli, and provisions company in the U.S., here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, you also have a large line, Mr. Levitt, of other kosher meats like pastrami and knackwurst. Tell us about these foods, if you would.
Okay, so in addition to our hot dog line, we produce salami and bologna, corned beef and pastrami. Basically, most any item you would find in a typical deli or refrigerated section of a supermarket, those are items that we're producing here. Our products can be found mostly in kosher stores throughout the U.S. You can also find our products online. Some of the more interesting items are like pastrami. People love pastrami. And we make an excellent pastrami. Our corned beef and pastrami, our sliced deli, can be found in a number of BJ's throughout the country in 16-ounce packages. It's truly an excellent product.
Also, the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council reports that in 2015, consumers spent more than $2.5 billion on hot dogs just in the U.S. alone. Tell everyone why A&H should be their hot dog of choice.
We produce hot dogs in small batches. By producing in small batches, that gives us complete quality control. We're using the same spice formula today as we did 63 years ago. Our hot dogs have been rated top dog by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the New York Daily News, and the Jewish Forward. But we'd like to let the customers decide for themselves. And generally speaking, when you bite into an Abels and Hyman hot dog, it puts a smile on your face. And that's the reason why you should buy Abels and Hyman.
You certainly got me sold. Now, coming from the hot dog expert, can you tell listeners how to best cook your hot dogs?
So personally, I love what some people call the shredder. It's when you take a hot dog and you put it into a deep fryer and you allow it to cook in the deep fryer until the hot dog seems to appear as though it's being shredded apart like a paper shredder. It's just the most delicious hot dog in the world when you do it that way. Very few people actually cook their hot dogs in that manner, but if you have the ability and you have a deep fryer, I would strongly recommend it. Most people like to grill their hot dogs or boil them. Anyway, you serve a hot dog, just make sure you serve them an A&H hot dog, because our hot dogs, they're going to satisfy even the most pickiest of eaters. Just a great way of bringing a smile to someone's face.
And I got to say, I've never heard of that method of cooking, so thanks for sharing that. We definitely need to try that out. Lastly, if you would, tell us where listeners can purchase your hot dogs and other foods once again.
So our hot dogs are sold nationwide, mostly in kosher food stores. If you have a local kosher butcher store, a kosher supermarket, or a supermarket with a kosher food section, that's where you'll be able to find our hot dogs. If you still have difficulty, you can go to our website, which is www.abels-hyman.com. And there is a store locator, and you can just enter in your zip code, and the closest store within 5, 10, 15, 20 miles will pop up, and you can see where you can purchase the product in a store, or we sell online as well on our website, and we're glad to ship out orders. We ship out orders Mondays and Tuesdays using two-day air, and we've shipped as far away as Alaska.
Well, Mr. Levitt, it certainly has been a pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for coming out today and being a part of Enterprise Radio. Have a great day and continued success to you and the company.
Thank you so much.
And it was certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Seth Levitt, the CEO and partner of Abels & Hyman, the venerable kosher hot dogs, deli, and provisions company in the U.S., which was founded in 1954 in the Bronx, New York. And once again, for more information, simply visit Abels-Hyman.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.